The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Don't get me wrong, I like to go to Austin and party with everybody too, but my bosses have not told me I can't do it.
Right.
In fact, our bosses encourage us to go out and drink and have fun with people.
I mean, if I'd already been to rehab once this year, and then a couple months later I'd been involved in an alcohol-related incident,
where I may or may not have hit my girlfriend.
Right. I'd probably relax on my bye week.
Here's a real simple thing.
I'd like to sit at home playing video games.
I don't know, AJ, if Tommy Brace and Bob Arum can give us an answer.
Aaron, let's try to get Bob Arum on the line real quick. We do have Bob Arum on. Bob, what do you think of the Canelo seems to be ducking a possible fight with Golovkin? And
listen, the Mexican fighters, they don't duck anybody.
Thank you, Bob. That was plenty racist. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you before the next big fight.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 4. Now we're getting into uncharted territory here.
I'm exhausted.
Started at 2 o'clock today.
I'm out of Red Bull, too.
Well, you know what? I know it's going to wake you up. Talking to our good buddy RJ Bell from pregame.com. Mr. Bell, what is up? It seems like just a few days ago we were hanging out.
You know, I hear you guys critiquing Manziel and his drinking and partying, but when you guys were down in those double bourbons Friday night in Vegas, I don't know, a little contradiction.
You're right. RJ, let me tell you what we saw right after we left you. We saw a guy so drunk at Mandalay. Fred and I went to the restroom. He walked up to the urinal in between the two of us. went to the restroom, totally forgot to undo his pants. Pissed all over himself. Then as soon as he walked out of the restroom, fell down on his face and busted his nose open. His friends picked him up, and then they smelled their hands and dropped them back down. And then security came and hauled him off. So you just missed the party, RJ. If only you'd had to go to the restroom after our dinner.
You know, I was walking out and I saw Chuck Zito sitting there. You know, from the Howard Stern Show and the famous New York biker dude. So yeah, it was quite the scene.
See, I'm sure you see that all the time in Vegas. So that pee guy probably happens once a night somewhere.
Well, you know, fight nights are. It's funny because in so many ways, the big fights aren't what they used to be. You know, you look back to the, you know, Tyson Holyfield and those nights. It just doesn't seem like in one hand, across the country, the excitement level for boxing is certainly less. But here in Las Vegas, fight night, if it's one of the better fights of the year, I would make the case the energy level, the pomp and circumstance is beyond the Super Bowl, beyond March Madness. If you said if I could only be in Vegas one night a year and be in one place, I would say, what's the biggest fight? Where is it at? And that's going to be the scene.
RJ Bell is our guest. RJ, let's get to the NFL here, and let's start with the game in town on Sunday, Saints and Texans. Saints getting 3 points. They changed defensive coordinators. There's a lot of trends that kind of point to the Saints in this one.
Yeah, you know, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, I do agree that when you're off a bye and one of the sides of the ball was a real problem, like defense was a huge problem for the Saints, if you change coordinators, there's a sense of resetting the clock. Because if they, let's say, have 3 good games defensively from here, then everyone's going to be saying, oh, it was the coordinator's fault. So it's actually a chance for the players to kind of abdicate some of the responsibility for how bad they've been so far. And also talking to the wise guys, the defensive coordinator the Saints have picked up is well pedigreed, and they think, if anything, might be an upgrade. So I think in that hand, it leads to the Saints. But on the other hand, you got to wonder, I mean, this Texans team is playing really, really good defense. And to me, with their quarterback back playing good defense against the Saints team, that I would make the case has played some of the worst games of the year. Like if you just say, what's the five worst performances of the year or 10? I think the Saints have one or two of them. So for me, I would actually lean Texans.
Let's get to some of the Thursday games. And the most common question that we keep getting this week is, how can a team that's 10-0 not be favored against a team that's 3-7? And, you know, doing our best to explain it and why the line is that way, I think it'd be better coming for you. Maybe you can explain to the people why it is that the Panthers are underdogs right now. It's varied. It's gone from slight favorite to pick 'em, and I'm seeing Dallas -1.5 right now.
Yeah, so actually it's so funny because a little earlier today I was on with Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago. First question. On with Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA. First question. So this is on people's minds.
I made it second.
yes. You guys were a little savvy. You were saying, well, we're going to ask about the home team first. But the thing is, if you look at the bet percents on the game. So what's a bet percent? Percentage of tickets on Team A, percentage of tickets on Team B. We've got a tool up at the website that actually shows you the percentage. 85% of the bets right now on Carolina. So the game opens up pick 'em, pretty much. Moves to Dallas -2 is what I'm seeing right now at the sharper books. But 85% of the bets the other way? What does that say about those bets? It says they're the big bets and they're the sharp bets. So we can talk about the why, but the starting point here of what's the rationale is the rationale of this line is a significant majority of the professional bettors are on Dallas. Now the question is, why is that?
I'm guessing it's because people don't believe people aren't believing in Cam Newton, and they do believe in Tony Romo. I think Cam Newton had a big week last week, but for the most part, when you look at the numbers, the guy's turned the ball over a lot. It's really amazing that the Panthers are 10-0.
And I think some of it, I don't think it's so much Newton, because what I'm hearing is, oh, this is a guy we really didn't like, but he's matured just enough passing the ball, and he's still got the physicality to run the ball. I'm hearing professionals tell me they actually like Cam. Not so much MVP talk, but, you know, that we're hearing. But the problem on Carolina just in general is this is not an elite team. They've had an elite performance. And if they can keep it going, that's all that matters. But all Vegas can do is look at what's happened so far and predict the next game. And in their mind, Carolina is a good team, but they are not a great team. Dallas, not a great team either. But remember, with Romo, with this offensive line that's playing a little better, with a defense that's deceivingly good. You know, whatever the turmoil and disruption in the locker room is, on the field, this defense is playing well, especially considering the seven games without Romo. They really had to be on the field a bunch. A good offense helps a defense. Dallas didn't have that. I think right now Dallas has an above-average defense. So above-average defense, Romo's back, so now your offense is better. And you're playing at home on a Thursday out of division. Remember, the Thursday home team has an extra edge because if you look at the amount of preparation time and then subtract the travel time for the road team, the travel time for the road team is a bigger percentage of the whole time on a Thursday game than a Sunday game. Then you think, okay, well, how important is preparation time? Well, out of division, it's even more important because you're less familiar with your opponent, so prep matters. So it's really an ideal situation for Dallas when it comes to all of these factors. And when you count home field is 3. So Dallas being favored by 2 is still saying Carolina is the better team. But the Dallas is a good team, and they're in a really good spot.
Okay, RJ, I'm going to guess you haven't been asked about this one too much today, so I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Jacksonville giving 4 points. I don't know how many times they've been favored recently, but if you told me before the season I would get the Chargers and 4 points at Jacksonville, I would have unloaded then. But obviously there's some reasons for it at this point, right?
Yeah, you make a good point. Is San Diego certainly is a team that's been a huge drop-off since since the preseason, since before the season. And Jacksonville's better than we expected. To answer your question, though, Jacksonville is favored for the fourth time in the last 53 games. And they're actually been favored now four or two times in a row. First time that's happened in 5 years. So very unusual. I think it's justified. For the first time this week, I heard professionals wondering about San Diego's motivation. I've been the believer, and I've looked to play on San Diego, though I have it the last few weeks, but it's been my first instinct because I figure good coach, McCoy's well-regarded, a quarterback with pride, and I thought that would keep the team motivated. And what I'm starting to hear is there's some real doubts about McCoy staying next year. And to me, that's a shocker because wise guys consider him a top eight coach. But once that turmoil starts, and then you got to kind of add in, if San Diego leaves San Diego, the Chargers, now do you want to kind of get a fresh start in a new city or that guy that just coached that 4-12 team? So I think that is another negative when it comes to San Diego.
That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. If you haven't checked out the website, you need to. And RJ, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time, and have a great Thanksgiving. Really enjoyed hanging out with you last week, and look forward to talking to you again.
Quickly, I got to tell the listeners, is these two, they kind of present degenerate. We like to gamble. The real deal. The real deal. That's all I'm going to say.
We had a good week, I'm not going to lie. We've been pretty clear about that. But anyway, RJ, great stuff, man. We had a great time, and looking forward to getting out there and hanging out some more, man.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break, and ordinarily what we would do here is I'd get you lined up to play Moron of the Week, but I don't think we really have enough time, and there's a few other things that we need to hit on, so we're just going to give away what we were going to give away.
Okay.
It's a NBA 2K16 PS4 game. It's out. It's the best NBA video game of all time, featuring an all-new career mode written and directed by cinema legend Spike Lee. With over 5,000 new animations and updates, it's the most fluid gameplay in franchise history. The best sports video game every year, it's NBA 2K16. Rated everyone 10 and up, available in PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC. Get yours now. Caller 15. It's all yours.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. If you've injured yourselves, you need to know about these guys. Listen, they're part of UT Physicians Group. They've been long recognized for their academic and medical achievements. These guys are dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've got a long-standing reputation for being accomplished and progressive. And they've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal, which is great news if you ever had to sit around at the doctor's office in the waiting room. That's the worst part. They've got three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugar Land, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front of the building, and you can take care of everything in one spot. So you do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in one building, so you're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Give them a call today. See how they can improve your quality of life. 281-344-1715 or visit rbjc.com where you'll learn more about the doctors. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back, and before we wrap up the show, I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Cars for Kids. And Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and guys, you want to do something great? You want to give somebody else something to be thankful for? If you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore, sitting in your yard, sitting in your garage, maybe you're going to fix it up, you never got around to it, well, donate it. Donate it to Houston Can Academies, because here's what's going to happen. They're going to use the money that they get from those vehicles to get students what they need to attend this great, great school, which gives kids a second chance. Kids who have dropped out for a myriad of reasons. It could be a lot of them had just simply had to drop out of school to support their families and get jobs. Well, Houston Can Academy, they give them a second chance. They work around their schedule so these kids can go to school and do that job. And there's a lot of kids like that, and they're going on to graduate great thinkers. And All they're asking for is you donate that vehicle, and they're going to use that to get them glasses if they need it. They're going to help feed them. They're going to do great things. So all you have to do, it's not going to cost you anything. They're going to come tow it for free, no matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, they'll come tow it. If you're down in Galveston, if you're in the Woodlands, if you're in Lake Charles, they'll come tow it for free. They'll take care of the paperwork. It's tax deductible, and they're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card. It's just their way of saying thank you. It's very easy. Just tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. You'll get that gift card, and you're going to do a great thing for somebody here right around Thanksgiving. All you have to do, it's simple. It really is. 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, and you, too, can help right off the car, not the kid. AJ, as I was looking at TV there, I saw a scroll at Houston's Tom Herman, no longer interested in the South Carolina job, which I...
Nor should he be.
I never thought he
was. They just lost to Citadel. Who wants to take that job?
The thing is, I think this is one of those agent leaking stuff to get a better deal for the guy somewhere else is all it is.
Listen, I think
at no point was he, and I know South Carolina's, well, that's our target. That's who we're going to go get. Well, dude, you're not the other USC. You're not LSU. If that's your number one target, good luck. But I think he can do better.
He's going to have better options. I think that he's one. If he's not the top available coaching prospect in the country, he's near the top. And he's a guy that every program that has an opening is going to look at. And I think that includes USC. I don't know how good of a match that is. I think it includes LSU, though. I think if Georgia makes a move, it'll include Georgia.
Yeah.
And those jobs are all significantly better jobs than South Carolina. Significantly.
And we've talked about it before. If he's not up for those, I mean, staying another year, there will be other jobs like that available.
Yeah.
And if they're willing to pay him $3 million a year, that's not a bad consolation prize to stay here for another year.
Fred, honestly, Missouri is a better job than South Carolina. I know that people will find that unbelievable. I think it's a better job than South Carolina.
But even so, I think he can do better than Missouri.
I do, too.
And I think he should try to do better than Missouri. And whether that means staying another year or leaving now, but it's funny because somebody sent me a thing yesterday. Said, oh, he's agreed to be the South Carolina guy from some South Carolina site.
No,
he never had. And to me, you have to look at where these things come from. And it's just like in the NFL, if Adam Schefter's reporting it, it's probably true.
Honestly, the worst job, if I'm Tom Herman, the worst job that I'll consider is Miami.
And
that's
even,
like the bottom. That's the bottom of my list. Anything worse than that job, not even interested.
And especially considering Miami, some of the challenges there, I think if I'm him, I'm waiting to see does Jim Harbaugh go back to the NFL.
Jim Harbaugh staying in Michigan.
Maybe not. You never know with that guy. He may want to get back to the NFL. I wait and see what happens there. I wait and see if Urban Meyer decides he wins. Yeah, he may want to retire. I wait and see if Nick Saban goes back to the NFL and Alabama's available. I mean, there's going to be – now, I think you've got two top 10 jobs available right now in USC and LSU, and if Georgia becomes available, I think that's three. Those are the kind of jobs you should be interested in. I think he should be looking at a top 10 job, and I think he's got the cachet for that. He's got the pedigree for that. I think taking something in the 25 to 30 range isn't really that much of a step up if they're going to pay you that much money when those opportunities will still be there a year from now. My humble opinion.
Okay. I think that there's also something to be said about taking a huge jump and letting the Brady Hope syndrome catch you. Like, you don't want to take a job that's too big for you.
No, but Brady Hoke had never been offensive coordinator at Ohio State either.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. It's this guy, I think what he needs is a couple of years of being a head coach to see what it's like to run a program. I don't think he needs that middle step. And maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but I don't think he needs that middle step to go to a second-tier thing. I think
he was a defensive coordinator in Michigan for a year. I mean, he had
some
experience.
Yeah, for a year, but I mean, it wasn't.
Well, how long was Tom Herman?
He was at Ohio State for 2 years, but he also, everywhere he went, his offenses did something, from Rice to Iowa State to there. And I think you see the difference in that team now that he's gone. Offensively, they haven't been the same. And I just from being around, he's one of the smartest dudes I've seen in coaching, and I think his upside he needs to be taking the step that Brian Kelly took from Cincinnati to Notre Dame, that Urban Meyer took from Utah to because Utah was basically what UH is at the
right.
time, from Utah to Florida. I think those are that's the next step for him, is that kind of a job. And I think some of those jobs will be there this year. If they're not, they'll be there next year for sure.
Is LSU kind of a turnoff that they're – is it kind of a turnoff if you're a coaching prospect, the fact that they're getting rid of Les Miles right now? Like that they've lost three games and all of a sudden he's fired with what that guy's accomplished there?
Yes and no, because
it screams unrealistic expectation to me.
It does, and that's why I'd be real careful about that particular job. But on the other hand, you know how coaches are, man. Their egos are the point where, I want those expectations. I know I can do better than this guy. And depending on who you are, absolutely you want that. Now I know they're going to go hard after Jimbo Fisher. If I'm Jimbo Fisher, I'm not so sure I'm not in a better spot at Florida State. I don't know if Chip Kelly is going to be in play there. I don't think they should fire Les Miles. I've been on record.
It's a foolish move.
Okay. What was that, Aaron? Sorry. Did not hear you, buddy.
Under 90 seconds.
Oh, so we have under 90 seconds. So I was right not to play Moron of the Week because there's no way we could have gotten through Moron of the Week there. All right, well, I will take a few minutes to say, hey, man, I hope everybody has a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Really appreciate the Blitzers. We appreciate everybody who came out here. But love all you guys. We thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday. And want to thank Aaron back in the studio for doing a great job.
Bang-up job, Aaron.
You did well, young man. I don't think I had to call you out once on air, which is good. Mike V did a great job out here keeping us on air. In fact, we didn't get dropped once, except when we did it intentionally.
We might have. He just didn't tell us.
Yeah, that's true. That's why he wanted me to say great
job.
That
happens all the time.
That's all right. He's going to go home to his way too hot girlfriend, and he's not going to care about what we think. Great job by A.J. Hoffman.
Quit creeping on his girlfriend.
Huh?
Quit creeping on his girlfriend.
I'm not creeping on his girlfriend.
Totally.
It's a running joke. I've known him almost as long as I've known you, so you can stop with that. All right. Want to thank Nick, who I don't know if he's still running around out here, but for having us out here, finally having the A-team come out to Nick's place again.
Fun time out here, man. I like this spot.
Love it, and a great place to watch UFC, too.
Yes, it is. I've taken advantage of that several times.
As have I. All right, that's going to do it. Hope you guys have a great one.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
We will see you back on Monday. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.